You're listening to Win-Win, an entrepreneurial community with your host, Ben Wolf.
And welcome to the Win-Win podcast, the official podcast of Wolf's Edge Integrators. I want to get into talking today about the topic of profit as a habit, not as a result. And in order to do that, I want to get into introducing our guests today. They are Jason Petro, who is a 3-time entrepreneur, certified Profit First coach, and co-founder of the ProfitPro.app, which is ProfitPro.app, but that's an app, and Chris White, who is a 7-time entrepreneur, who co-founded 90.io, co-founded System and Soul as a business operating system, coaching system, and is also the co-founder of ProfitPro.app. You can learn more about what they do at, you guessed it, ProfitPro.app. And so welcome, Jason and Chris. Good to have you.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben. Thank you for having us.
Well, my pleasure. I mean, this is an interesting conversation and it seems like an interesting tool, but if I think it'll be helpful for people to understand sort of how you guys got to be working on this project and working on this value for people who want to set aside profit first and make that work. If you could just give 2-minute background, maybe Jason on yourselves and how you got here. So maybe Jason first and then Chris.
Yeah. So again, thanks Ben for having us on. Yeah. My background is in engineering. So I've been doing design engineering for a little over 20 years now, and Florida native. So I'm down in Melbourne, Florida, been here my whole life. And going through the years, I always wanted to be a business owner. And so as I was going through my engineering years, I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to work closely with some other business owners and learn a lot from them. And I went up taking the leap about 13 years ago with a company called UpRev. And I had a great ride and went through that ups and downs like everything else and had some frustrations. I signed up for a CEO peer group, learned about EOS, and that's how I met Chris. Chris was our implementer at UpRev. And, Chris and I have just had a real good relationship ever since. And just going through that journey, and just like any other business, ran into cash flow issues, ran into a book called Profit First, and the rest is history. I wound up becoming a Profit First professional coach, and then we looped Chris back in with a company called Profit Pro, and here we are.
Awesome, Chris.
I'm a third generation entrepreneur, 7X right now, I think, where I'm at personally. Wow. Former expert EOS implementer. I was an early implementer with Gino Wickman. I had a wonderful experience while I was with him. Wrote a book called The Clarity Field Guide for him, started a software, 90.io, and honed my skills as a coach with my time, my 11 years with EOS. And as Jason said, he was given a copy of Traction in his peer group, and it had my sticker on the inside, and that's how we met. And Jason has a partner, Richard Maxwell, and so I worked with Richard and Jason and their senior leadership team, and they doubled in size. They doubled their employees. They doubled their footprint in their building. And when they graduated, it was like such a success story. I was so proud of them. And then COVID hit. And, it affected everybody, and it affected them quite a bit. And that's when I got the phone call back. And that's how we got reconnected on this book, Profit First, that like the book Traction, it made an enormous impact on UpRev, their company, and they were able to turn it around. And I'm sure Jason can share the story, but it's really cool. Just the evolution of this wonderful book, Traction by Gino, and then this wonderful book, Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, and how they just came together to help Jason and Richard continue to build a successfully profitable engineering firm.
Well, I definitely do want to hear that story, but you know, what, for those who aren't familiar, what is Profit First? You know, there's a book by Mike Michalowicz. Like, what is Profit First? Like, let's do an introduction to, for people.
Yeah, I'll take that, Chris. So the simplest way to put what Profit First is a cash management process for your business. So, you know, we have so many processes in our business, whether it's sales or, you know, HR, quality, you know, so coming up with a financial management process of handling cash through your business. What Mike Michalowicz did at Profit First is he took something very similar to what Gino Wickman did in Traction. He simplified the cash management for your business. And instead of doing the historical sales minus expenses equals your profit, he changed that equation around. So it's sales minus profit is what you can spend on your expenses. So That's where the term profit first comes from. You take your profit out first. What you have left over is what you can spend on your business. So in a nutshell, that's what it is. It uses something called bank balance accounting. So you're using your bank accounts to help manage that process, which helps simplify the whole thing. So that's right. That's kind of an overview.
Well, what problem is it coming to solve that people are having?
The overall problem is financial health. And I'll give you a specific example. A lot of companies have one or two bank accounts, right? Money comes in. We all do what we try to do to keep up paying vendors, supplies, materials, everything comes in and out. And, you know, the biggest kick to the shorts for some people, what happened to me personally, was at the end of the year on the P&L report, it showed a healthy profit, right? But when I looked at my bank account, there wasn't hardly anything in there. And so what happens, right? You got to come and pay Uncle Sam all this money, and where's all that money? Where did it go? And so that is something that resonates with a lot of clients that I work with. It being tax season right now, we're getting lots of discussions about that. So that's specifically the problem is, hey, you know, keeping that cash in your bank accounts and holding on to it so that you have something tangible cash to show, not just something in your P&L report.
Right. Well, Chris, how did you get connected to the, like, you know, to want to make this? I know you guys made a product, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, but like, how did you get connected to the Profit First, you know, or that become important to you?
Yeah. One day I got a phone call from Jason, and he said, hey, I'd like to meet with you, but before we do that, I'd like to send you a book. Now, that happened to me about 17 years ago when I was talking to a business owner in Milford, Connecticut, who called me and said, hey, Chris, I need your help, but I need you to read a book first. And that's when he sent me Traction. So deja vu moment, right, for me when Jason called me, right? So I had not heard of the book. I mean, in all my years of coaching, somehow that one missed my desk. And you can see my bookcase behind me. I'm a voracious reader. So when I said, yeah, send me the book. And so he sends me his book and he sends me his copy with all of his yellow sticky notes in it. And so I just devoured it. And I immediately knew why he called me. So again, my background is SaaS. I developed the software for Trek Bicycle Company. They bought my software 100 years ago. So I've been in the
SaaS. I just bought a BMC, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah, Trek was a lot of fun. You know what? Their tagline was one of my most favorite. We want to make it fun and easy to do business with Trek. I love that.
That's where it came from, huh?
That was a long time ago, guys. Oh. But so I have been building SaaS companies. I've done it in point of sale. I've done it in electronic medical records. I built 90.io with Mark Abbott for EOS. So Jason, and then after the experience we had 3 years implementing EOS, and Jason runs on 90, he called me and he says, you know, I could use some guidance and some help here. And so I read the book, we had a conversation, and I said, how can I help? And so they presented me with an opportunity to get involved with ownership and to play a role in helping them launch this product. And the cool thing is they've done a great job. This product, I'm really proud of it. Just like 90, it captures the essence of the principles of the book and delivers them digitally in a really simple to use interface. And to kind of add on to the question, the answer that you asked, the question you asked Jason about what does it do? You know, in my experience, 20 years of, you know, being a small business owner, not having a lot of financial acumen myself back in the day, I ran away from numbers. I just wanted to go sell. And a lot of visionaries are like that, and they don't necessarily pay attention to the cash flow, hence Jason's story. Ben, you've heard that story a thousand times, right? And so when I think about the impact we can have here, it's similar to the impact I had as an EOS implementer. This is a simple model that has a huge lasting impact. When you think about money comes in and money goes out, you really need to manage that money in a way so that you ensure profitability. You're not just waiting for it to be a happy outcome. Like let's make it a habit. So all of those things that Jason brought and talked to me in the book, everything just resonated with me and my background and what I do. And so I was extremely excited to get involved and help them bring this product to the masses.
So the basic concept that you've described of profit first is to manage your cash flow using bank accounts rather than just, one big account. And I read this book a couple of years ago, and the concept is sort of take out what should be profit first, thus the name profit first, and figure out how to do with the expenses of what's left. This is sort of like very, very 50,000 foot principle. And I'm sure this is where it starts to get into why you made this product, but so where do most readers of the book, they want to apply the principles of the book, where are they running into problems? Like what stories are you seeing or hearing that probably people listening to or watching this can likely relate to?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I'll start by saying, I've had the opportunity to meet Mike Michalowicz, the author, and excuse me, build a very good relationship with him. And in talking with him, I asked him the same question. Say, hey, I've coached several clients and I see what I see, but I know you got, a huge amount of clients that you've coached. And it all kind of boils down to a couple problems. One, they'll read the book and they get very excited, right? You're like, yes, this makes sense. It's got simplicity to it. It's where they get hung up is that next step. What do I do, right? You got the book, you read it. How do I take that next step, right? And so if there's coaches out there like myself that can help, guide somebody along and take that next step. But really, that's where a lot of people get hung up, just taking that first step. And then it's if somebody does take that first step, they're not really sure. One of the basic principles of profit first is having what's called allocation percentages for your bank account. So you imagine money coming into one bank account called the income, and then you go to allocate that money that's in the income to your tax account, your profit account, and your expense account. Knowing what that distribution, what those percentages are, that's another thing that kind of stumbles people up a little bit. So those are probably the two biggest things that stop people from starting. And then maybe as people move along and mature a little bit, it always gets very difficult. And I tell this to all my clients. I tell them, hey, it's a simple process, but it's not easy. And what I mean by that is you will get to a point where you have to cut expenses and you have to make tough decisions. That's the hard part, right? So if they mature past those initial hurdles, that's the part that stumbles. So.
Yeah, and the way that we've addressed that, Ben, so we're leveraging AI, and we have created an onboarding wizard to help the end user, even if that end user has no experience. Like to Jason's point, if somebody gets the book and reads it, You know, what's the next step? What are the next 10 steps? And so we've built a onboarding wizard so that it takes them through the methodology from the book in a very simple step-by-step procedure that takes minutes to set up. And then you click a button and then it populates all of the questions, answers into the software. And that is like one of the biggest hurdles, just getting it set up. So that onboarding wizard is designed to eliminate that and really make like a frictionless entry into the program.
So at that point, you know which bank accounts you need to create and how to allocate whatever money is coming in into each one. Is that the idea?
Yeah. So you'll take in some financial data for the business and you'll create, you know, that special recipe, right? You know, every business has a little bit different recipe in terms of what bank accounts they're going to need and what those allocation percentages are. And, you know, working with a Profit First coach and working with the software in conjunction is great because there is thousands of companies that are running on this system. And what we have is data that says, hey, if you're a service-based business and your revenue is around this, you know, this amount, then based upon studying thousands of companies, we know you should be 15% profitable. Your expenses should be about 65%. So being able to, you know, as a business owner, all that, it's unknown to you, right? You're not going to get competitive information from people, right? So knowing what that target is, right? It's that vision. It's like in traction, right? When you set that 3-year, 5-year goal, you know, bringing that down and saying, okay, that's what I'm working towards. Here's where I'm at. This is where my target is.
Well, the difference is in EOS, you have to come up with that 10-year target or 3-year picture yourself. Right. All you have is the knowledge of the people in the room. You don't have all that outside data of what is the mark, what is from an outside objective standard point of view, what is the market rate for what profit should be, what expenses should be, what payroll should be as a percentage of operations, you know, or revenue, etc.
Yep. Right. And every business is a little bit different, right? And so this is what I tell my clients to say, hey, this is a nice 80% curve of what, you know, fits relative to revenue. But, you know, if I've done hair salons, for instance, down here, are going to be a little bit different than down here when I mean is in, you know, Florida, like the East Coast of Florida, as opposed to a salon in New York City, right? You know, expenses are a lot more, salaries are a lot more. So there's definitely variations. Geographic plays a role in there. But really, you got to find that recipe that works for you in your business.
Well, Jason, what is your, you mentioned before how you had your story of how you used this Profit First methodology at UpRev.
Yeah.
Can you tell that story, like, you know, so people can see like concretely how these principles affected a real business?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of piggyback on the story we were talking about, you know, in terms of UpRev, when Chris was describing it, we went through the EOS process and we were doing great. We're scaled and COVID hit and it hit us very, very hard. And, you know, so specifically, the problem that happened is we did not have the cash in the bank to support the 30 people that we had on staff and this 10,000 square foot facility. And quite honestly, I was sick and tired of this roller coaster. Some years I'm profitable, some years we're not. And it's just like, it was just unpredictable and it was frustrating. And to kind of circle back what we talked about earlier too, and the ultimate, you know, final blow for me was when I owed a huge tax bill. And I didn't have cash in the bank. And that's the truth. And I just brought that to my CEO group. And I said, "Guy, you know, everybody, I don't know what to do here." And somebody raised this book, Profit First. And I, like Chris did, I consumed it in a weekend. I consumed it. And so we started implementing it immediately. And it's tough. I hate to, you know, to talk about this, but we went from a 28 person company, you know, roughly 30 people, down to now, what, 3 or 4 years later, we're down to about 13 people. So it was very difficult. That's the hard part. But our revenue only changed about 14%. So going through this process, we cut out a lot of the extra expenses that we had. And by doing this very process, by creating that income account, having a profit account, having a tax account, having that operational expense account, having a payroll account, doing all that and going through that process, it was very difficult. You know, we lost a lot of good, you know, employees and things like that. But you know what? We are financially healthy. We went from owing our AP was just sheets long. We owed hundreds of thousands of dollars to people. Mm. I couldn't sleep at night, right? It was awful. Then COVID hits and all the business just stopped. And I couldn't do it anymore. And so thank God for this process. We found the profit first. Now we are completely debt-free. We have 6 months of cash reserve in the bank. Mm. It's just a complete turnaround. And so going through that process, I really wanted to help other people. I know there's lots of people like Jason and Richard that were going through that. And I just wanted to go. And that's why I became a Profit First professional, is to go and help others, you know, with this very process.
Yeah, I would think most people.
There's one more part to that story at the end there, because it was at that point that Jason and Richard, now they became Profit First professionals, Ben. So now they're going out in their local community on the Space Coast of Florida, and they're helping small businesses. And they both have an identical experiences of the frustrations of getting started. So they're both engineers. At some point, they came back together and said, I think we should probably build something here, because this is really hard. We know what it's like. Now we're coaching it. Why don't we just build an app to make it easier? And that's exactly what they did.
That's wild. And it's also wild that, like, you were not a CPA or a CFO or something like that, or a financial advisor who learned this methodology. You're a completely different, unless I misunderstood what RevUp is about, but like, you're a completely different type of business, and
that's engineering, right? You know, and that's the thing. Like, I didn't have that financial background, and that's why I know there's so many people out there that are good at what their craft is, right? And maybe just need that extra little help to get them financially healthy. And so,
well, you know, the scorecard in EOS, right? We look at it weekly in an L10, and then we look at it quarterly. And then we look at the annual, right? Well, what's beautiful about this cash management software, Ben, is that the dashboard, which is the home page, is what keeps the finger on the pulse of the financial picture of the company. So every executive, anybody who's got access to the app, they open it up and they're going to see the primary displays of their financial picture right there, every day, real time. And that's going to help them, one, increase their financial acumen, learning all of these, you know, how to disperse money in all these buckets, but then the discipline to continue to follow it,
right,
and adhere to it. And the software allows them to do that without, you know, a bunch of landscapes or clicks, just real simple right away. And so that's like an extension of the scorecard, mm-hmm. right? It's just a different set of KPIs. It's all bank accounts.
And does that extend to, I mean, does that link to your banks or QuickBooks or something like that?
We have a plaid interface, so we can exchange the data and bring in the real, you know, the current data right into the software.
Uh-huh. Now, when I guess you talked about the initial wizard, I guess the two main things I would want to ask are, so aside from that initial setup of, like, so you know how to initially set it up, I guess what else are the main things that the software does? And I think on your website, it also talks about coaching or like support if you need it. So if you could tell me about those two things.
Yeah. So it's really intended for really two markets. So it's intended to help coaches. So Profit First Professionals, there's about 400 coaches worldwide. It's intended to help those coaches have a consistent platform and have a portal to work with their clients. So that's one use case for it. Second use case is for the end user, right? The end clients that maybe they can't afford a coach, right? Maybe they're a really small business and they can't afford the price of a coach, but they need something more than the book to roll it out. So they're the other big target market that we're going after to try to help them get started and going. But to answer your question, so yes, the onboarding part is very important, removes a lot of barriers, but it also, we, as Chris mentioned, we have AI integrated in there. So there is a chat bot in there that you can ask questions about profit first methodologies, about the software to get help. But really where it comes every quarter, essentially, once you get the system up and running, every quarter, you're supposed to update your allocation percentages. So essentially, you got to take some, a lot of clients might be at 80 something percent of their operational expenses, and they need to get down to 65. So how you do that with the profit first system, you do that over time. And so every quarter, you might cut that 80% by 5% or 3%, whatever you feel is comfortable, right? So every quarter that changes, you add some to your profit account, but then you got to squeeze some expenses out. So that's what the software is going to do. It's going to update what those percentages are. Right. And it's going to help you find what those expense cutting things are.
Because if you, if the AI is telling you that, hey, for your industry, your market, your geography, your profit should be this, but we're like less than half of that. So you got to do that incrementally, right? You got to get there incrementally. So it's helping you plan that, that, that process to get eventually where you should be. It's not like on day one.
Well, right. That's the power. Yeah. Like you mentioned earlier, Ben, when we look at the VTO and whether it's a 10-year or a 5-year BHAG, we then come down to 3, 1, 90 days, right? And this is going to fill that gap for those KPIs. And really, I think it's going to help them make better decisions, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scorecard is very valuable because it's a representation of the department KPIs, which you know, we need to know what's going on. But for the SLT or the senior leadership team, they're going to look at these numbers because they're daily, right? They're updated automatically. And that's really what's going to help them manage the cash flow so that they hit the goals that they set for the end of the year.
Right. Awesome. Well, last question, I guess, because we're almost out of time, is if you guys could share a story, like, you know, maybe from somebody that's, you know, somebody that's using the software or, you know, came across this, what was happening before, what happened after, like, what's the story of somebody with this program?
Yeah, I have one story to share, one that really kind of struck a chord with me because of my previous experiences, but I had a local business here. I won't say their name, but they were doing everything that she could to manage this, her business. She was working hard. She had a good brand and marketing. She had good, you know, everything positive going for her. But just like I had, she got to the end of the year and had a huge tax bill and she didn't have the cash. And, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but she came to my office. I met her through a friend, and she came in and she was in tears. She's like, I don't get it. I'm trying to do everything right. And, you know, I have this tax bill I can't afford. And I said, I get it. I totally understand. And we got to work together. And so I did the coaching, went through the process. And as much as I don't want to be fired as a coach, I got fired about a year and a half into it because we got her stood up. She was profitable. She had money in the bank. Oh. And she came to my office. I'll never forget. And she was just smiling, like, so, you know, like just lit up. She's like, Jason, I hate to say this, but I got it now. You helped put this system in place. We got this software we can use. I got it. And it was a very proud moment for me. I was happy because that's what you do it for, right? As coaches, right? That's what you want. So that is the one that sticks out in my brain the most because I saw somebody in tears and it was crushing and I know how she felt. And to see her walking away smiling, there's just no better feeling. So I was grateful for that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think only business owners can understand the stress, I mean, that you described earlier, like in, you know, in payroll and in just, you know, knowing that you have to cut or just like not having money in the bank or having a big tax bill and not having the money in the account, just like, just is such a heavy weight. I mean, you know, so yeah, I mean, with Profit First Coaching, with the software Profit Pro, if people can, you know, if people can get beyond that and kind of sort through, maybe the book is difficult to, you know, apply all of the details. I know I had I set up some accounts as soon as I read the book, and you know, but I know there's some details that I was missing. And
you know, interesting, Ben, we just recently had someone saw one of our social media posts. And so we have a free sign up. So you get the app free for 30 days. And so we didn't know this was going on. And then all of a sudden, Jason got an email from this business owner saying, hey, I got the app. I'm wondering if you can help me. And so Jason replied, absolutely. We can set up a demo and I can walk you through it. And the guy replied, oh, no. I'm 95% set up. I just have one question. Now, this is a person who's familiar with Profit First, the methodology, but they set up 95% without our help. So that was a great story to get.
That's got to feel good. You know, you build a product and then people are actually using it and they can't.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a wonderful email to get.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, like I appreciate you laying this out again. Profitpro.app. For those who want to learn more about this, the system, obviously read Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. But Chris, Jason, just really appreciate you making the time sharing this information. I mean, having a healthy business makes a difference, as we said, between a heavy weight on your stomach versus, you know, feeling free and being able to smile. So it's, you know, it's a big difference in life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys coming on and everybody else. We'll see you on the other side. Thank you.
You're listening to Win-Win, an entrepreneurial community with your host, Ben Wolf.